within the county. So we all need to, like you guys made, we all need to work together. But we just need to make sure that we're all working together. I don't know how to come up with a solution without knowing what the numbers are. I'm on my end. I don't like how we're doing it. Three lowest, two highest, and five highest, and then paying percentages up based. I don't like that. And I'm assuming you guys would agree that that's fair to not like that. And I'm assuming the sheriff's department would be. And the other thing I think we did recently was we made it to where it's kind of agreement. All three of us are a party of the same agreement. Mm-hmm. I think that needs to be separated. I think it needs to be county Branson, county sheriff's department, and not, because there's no sense in pitting. We don't want to pit anybody against each other, and that's not the goal here. The goal is to make sure that all the citizens of the county are taken care of. So how do we do that?
The contract never used to be one contract.
It just happened.
This is the first time that it was ever a one.
Right. I know.
Did CenturyLink do that?
No.
It was
the previous county attorney that chose to put it as one.
So anyways, all that being said, now go ahead.
You want to say all that's been said first?
I think my first thought was we need to pay based off of the percentage. I don't remember what my first.
All that being said, on this commissioner's end, I think we are all in agreement. We want to do it fairly. We want to do it proportionally. And to come up with that, we've got to get our heads together. And that being, Tammy has worked, our 911 administrator has worked extensively on the numbers that she's worked in. Can show you the data. If you have someone that you would like to look at that data and everything, we want everyone to be, never was there an intention for no one to be treated fairly and to continue to receive funds. Never.
We appreciate that. We just want to be at the table.
Yeah.
Right.
They get our data, my data monthly. So they get the things, the stats monthly.
Okay.
And so, but there again, are you talking about basing, like I said, the 911 calls taken, or are you taking it a step further and talking about
there's still an expense in receiving that call? Is there a disagreement there with anybody? There's an expense to receive that call.
Yes. That's
yes, you agree with that.
That absolutely.
What
that's what
think?
I agree with. Yes. That is the part that 911 has always taken.
So we need to look at those numbers.
If you touch the call, then you have an expense on it.
I believe that's correct. I believe there's a greater expense for managing the call until closure, if that makes sense. There's an initial cost to take the call
and it's more expensive
and transfer.
Actually.
And then there's a greater...